Time now for the big fat idea. Very pleased to welcome back Colin Bouquet, who is with VentureWorks. Colin, first of all, I appreciate you taking time, and I want to just throw something at you right away. Is the last time you were on the show with me, you talked about Atlas Engineered Products, and the That's symbol, right, by the way, is AEP. I'm just saying, man, do they look like they've had a run.
You know, there's nothing like seeing a roll-up strategy done right, you know, and they're having a terrific amount of success. You know, they're up 353% on revenue in the last few months on these new acquisitions. They're seeing positive income. The stock is starting to respond a little bit. Now, we're really excited about what's coming for the next 12 months on Atlas. It's definitely one to watch.
And when you're picking out something like that, I mean, again, what were you looking for? Obviously, it's really worked out. I've been watching the financial results that have been announced, and they're, you know, terrific. I would assume that's all you could have hoped for. I want to know what you looked for to arrive at that selection.
You know, really, I mean, the thing that we always look for are companies that are growing rapidly and are showing profitability. I mean, that's the, or at least have a really strong potential to show profitability. So that's something that we target. You know, we've all seen what can happen if you do a roll-up strategy right. I mean, Boyd Group, which is Boyd Auto Body to everybody, yeah. I mean, it's one of the best-performing or the best-performing stock in Canada over the last 10 years. It's up 56 times, you know, and that's just about executing on their vision and making sure that they manage the corporate strategy and the corporate culture of integrating all these companies.
And yeah, we've got a big smile on our face hearing about that because Boyd has been one of, thanks to Keystone Financial, Ryan Irvine, that's been one of our big recommendations for years. And yeah, you're right. It just continues to do that. So this is the problem for people at VentureWorks. You do something like that, and then a guy like me comes and says, well, what do you got for me now?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I mean, really, that is so exhausting, you know,
it is, but it's also part of the fun of the whole thing is looking for these companies and meeting them and talking to them and you know, finding out what we're going to do next and what we're going to focus on. Right.
Okay. So what are you looking at right now? What's caught your eye as, it's something at least to put on the radar screen?
Yeah. It's something we actually mentioned on your show last fall. It's a company called Name Silo Technologies. It trades on the CSE. Its ticker is URL, and it's a great ticker because it's actually a domain name registry company. Like, basically, it's like a mini GoDaddy, which everybody's heard about.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we said earlier, we're always looking for companies that are growing rapidly and are profitable, and this one fits the bill perfectly. It just had a $7 million quarter, which is up 125% from the previous year. It's outside of China. It's the fastest-growing domain registrar in the world, and it just cracked into the top 15 largest domain companies in the world as well. So, for, you know, a small Canadian company, it's doing amazingly well. And one of the things we're excited about is a lot of consolidation in the sector. You know, GoDaddy, private equity, some of these other big groups are starting to buy up all the small players. And GoDaddy trades at 5x sales right now. Name Silo trades at 1x sales with much, much higher growth. So we think it's a really interesting company to look out for. I think that the next 12 months are going to be interesting, and there's going to be a great opportunity for a takeover.
So, Colin, do these companies approach you at VentureWorks, or do you approach them, or is it sometimes one way, sometimes the other?
You know, we're always looking for companies, and you know, my partner just combs through SEDAR filings on a regular basis, which I'm glad he does it, and sometimes it's referrals through people we've done business with before, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But I mean, that's just, you know, you spend 99% of your time looking, and then 1% of your time actually, you know, executing on what you found. So it's part of the, you know, the thrill of the hunt, right?
And what interests me when you start talking about, as you said, you may talked about it before, Name Silo, is that I love the idea that it's in a sector that's consolidating. You know, that the bigger equity, you know, or you said private equity, but bigger companies are grabbing some of the small ones who are successful. And, you know, that's always good for stocks. I mean, if you're a stock owner.
It is. And if you look at this sector in particular, you know, the top 15 companies in the sector, I think Name Silo is around 13th on that list right now, but all the other ones are billion-dollar companies or they're owned by billion-dollar companies. You know, so if you are a big company like GoDaddy and you're trying to move the needle on you know, how many domain registrations you have and everything like that, you don't want to do 450 acquisitions. You're trying to look for guys that are reasonably large and are, you know, a potential acquisition target. So that's what we really love about it.
Interesting stuff as always. VentureWorks, by the way, is spelt Venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Works is W-E-R-X. VentureWorks.com. Partner Colin Bouquet, thanks so much for finding time for us on Money Talks.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
Appreciate that. VentureWorks.com.